بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Tuesday, 12th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 19th Ramadan 1441. Today, I will be giving a lesson on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have needs, and we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and the only one who can fulfill our needs. The method of having our needs fulfilled and the method of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as dua. Dua basically means to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to draw His attention and to present one's needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us first of all look at some benefits of making dua. Number one, dua is a worship, and not any normal worship, but it is a very esteemed and very high-ranking worship in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn that dua is the essence of worship. It is the core of worship. And in one hadith, we also learn that dua is worship itself. Another benefit, let us do it by number. So number two, dua is the weapon of a believer. A weapon a believer has at all times, no matter where he is, what it is, what the difficulty is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the believer the dua. And when a believer makes dua, then this is more effective than any tool or weapon. The third benefit is that dua, it has a very special ability to change something which has already happened or to change something which is going to happen. This again we find from the hadith that الدُّعَاءُ يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلْ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ. That dua, it has the benefit of changing that which has already happened or that which is still going to happen. So, it is the solution to all of our problems. In this day and age where there are many issues of depression and anxiety, depression is caused because of past regrets or past situations, things that have already befallen a person. And anxiety is related to what is going to happen. A person is fearful of what is going to happen. Through the power of dua, through trust in dua, inshallah, these both conditions will improve. The fourth benefit of making dua is that it symbolizes abdiyat, meaning when a person presents himself to be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as bondsmanship, being the bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person makes dua, he accepts that he is totally dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepts that he is helpless. And he reminds himself that without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself is nothing. The fifth benefit of making dua is that it connects a person to his creator. It is like a slave connecting to the master, that a slave goes and presents his needs, and when he asks his needs, then the master gives. This creates a connection. A child goes and begs, cries before the mother gives. This creates a connection. Likewise, when a person raises his hands and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this again creates a connection. Number six, dua, despite being such a high-ranking ibadat, it is also a very simple ibadat to do. If we notice, dua can be done at any time of the day. Dua can be done in any place. Dua can be done by any person. Dua can be done in any language. Dua is something where a person calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having trust in Allah that my Allah is listening to me. And finally, The seventh benefit is that by making dua regularly and by continually turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person shows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has total conviction and belief and reliance in him. And the more a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person makes dua, the more this quality within him of conviction, reliance, faith, belief, all of these will increase. Inshallah, these are seven benefits of making dua. Inshallah, by making dua regularly, these seven benefits will come into our lives. Inshallah, we will continue with the topic of dua tomorrow, in which we will discuss some errors we make when it comes to making dua. We will learn when is the best time to make dua, and we will learn some conditions of dua, and also learn that how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as, and in what form and shape do our du'as be accepted. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.